inverted T-wave and lead 3 in AVF.
Dr. Puneet Chopra is moving from patient to patient in the emergency room at Doctors Community Hospital in Lanham, Maryland. His scribe, Susan Kim, is right behind him pushing a cart with a computer. She's been trained to document everything that happens in the exam and mark the electronic form in her computer.
It's like a list of every bodily system, so like neurological or cardio or respiratory, and then there's like different symptoms, and you either circle it if they have the symptom or you cross it out if they don't have it.
After the exam, there is a quick exchange in the hallway to clarify the diagnosis.
The scleral icterus on her? Everything else about her exam is completely normal. Under skin, you can put, is there like a color under skin, under your normal skin?
No.
Hit other and just put in jaundice.
Dr. Chopra is 36, old enough to have seen huge changes in how doctors practice medicine. Before using scribes, he would have juggled his stethoscope and computer. He would have broken eye contact while typing. After the exam, he would have spent a few minutes writing in more details.
In the old days, you spent a lot of time at the patient's bedside, and now the common saying is that you spend more time with the computer and you're sitting in the room typing away while you're trying to talk to this patient and examine them, and they don't even feel, the patient doesn't feel like it's a personal encounter anymore.
Scribes to the rescue. They sit in a corner, they say nothing, and document the conversation between patient and doctor. And they earn between $10 and $25 an hour.
They are a member of the healthcare team. It's a physician and scribe, we'll see you now type of model.
That's Dr. Michael Murphy, co-founder and CEO of Scribe America. He says there are about 10,000 scribes working in the country, about half trained by his company. Dr. Murphy says in some situations, however, patients choose not to have a scribe in the room.
OBGYN practices and urology, in those kind of intimate settings, we get a digital mic that the physician has. They put it on their lapel coat and let them know that the encounter is going to be recorded. The scribe will sit outside the room, but they can hear everything.
A lot of information in many hands, and computers can be hacked. Retired cardiologist Dr. Joel Sherman of Connecticut is worried about the patient's privacy. He blogs about it on the healthcare website, kevinmd.com. Here he is.
You know, a GP is going to ask about sexual history, drugs, all kinds of things that you would be inhibited from talking about. Other problems with scribes, some of them are just basically high school kids with a few months of training. They have no experience in medicine.
Doctors who use scribes say they can cut 2 hours out of clerical work and see several more patients in that time. In Philadelphia, a hospital cut their wait time for appointments from 1 to 2 months down to a week. Medicine is not all math, though. It is listening between the lines and then distilling a problem. So hospitals and doctors will have to decide whether a scribe helps them do that or interferes with that relationship. For The Pulse, this is Katie Davis.